Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon. I'm Charlie, your host. You know, it wasn't that long ago that women actually needed men. In the early 70s, many banks still wouldn't issue women credit cards or allow them to open checking accounts without their husband's permission. A woman couldn't obtain a mortgage or get a business loan without a male co-signer. Thankfully, laws have changed, and a woman's world is very different in 2021. But the fight for equality and social justice still exists. That's why it's so important to teach our young women to stand up for themselves and exude confidence. An organization serving Greensboro and High Point called I Am a Queen works to empower girls by providing transformational mentoring programs that develop them into future leaders and community service pioneers. Its founder, Alana Allen, is joining me this morning to tell us more about this and an exciting upcoming conference. Good morning, Alana.
Good morning to you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you started I Am a Queen.
So I am from a small town called Reidsville, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Attended North Carolina A&T, majored in journalism. However, 12 years ago, my life had hit rock bottom. It was the recession. And I literally was dealing with a secret of being sexually assaulted at the age of 6 that I was holding. And it was destroying my life to the point that I was going through a battle of like addiction, you know, addiction to relationships, addiction to alcohol, and just being in a really low place. So once I decided to forgive that person, I forgave everybody who hid my secret. But when I forgave that person, I literally started writing down, I am a queen. And when I wrote down I Am a Queen, I decided to turn it into a nonprofit. And then eventually it turned into a mentoring organization for girls in Greensboro. So that's how I got started.
I Am a Queen. Why did you choose that name? Where did that come from? And what does it mean to you?
It really comes from an affirmation. Because so the power of I Am, like whatever follows I Am follows you. So I was trying to empower myself as a queen, like giving myself value and worth. So when I start teaching other people about being queens, it's really about you affirming yourself and believing in your true potential. Like, I don't want you to be like me. Like, I want you to be the best version of yourself. So I'm a queen is really a personal mantra. Like, it is for you to be able to empower yourself back and feed into your soul.
The I Am a Queen program, it focuses on three main areas: to empower, educate, and engage. Tell us a little bit about each of those.
So with those three areas, we believe in empowering by teaching girls about their self-esteem. Like, we teach you how to make healthy decisions with your body, also to have confidence. And then when it comes down to education, so we're really big on STEM and really bringing like educational opportunities to girls. But the most important piece is also teaching girls how to know about their bodies and know that their bodies are worth it, and knowing that you don't have to give yourself away to everybody. And then the last part with engaging, I'm a Queen, we're really known for our community service events. So we do a lot in the community. So we put the kids at the forefront. So when we're doing like our back to school event, you're going to see the kids. So it teaches them how to give back. So those are our, you know, pillars that we stand on.
What are some of the other issues that I Am a Queen focuses on?
So we focus on conversations with the community in regards to our Fatherless Daughter community forum. We have a forum we recently did in 2020 called What's Happening to Our Black Girls that dealt with human trafficking. And we have an initiative called Project No More Shame that really teaches girls about sexual health and teaching them how to still make better decisions, but also know what's going to happen if you decide to make certain decisions in your life. So we're really big on those pieces as well. And then giving back to the community through our back to school event and our Christmas adoption program that we do every year.
I want to veer off of my little question outline here just a minute, because I wanted to hit on something that I talked about in the introduction. You know, like I said, when our mothers were growing up, our grandmothers, they were taught that they needed a man, and they actually did, to do certain things. But in today's world, we don't. But a lot of women still think we do. So how do you work with the young girls to kind of help them to understand that a man can complement your life, can certainly make your life wonderful, but you don't have to rely on that?
I think the most important piece is to teach girls how to have a roadmap to success. Like, how do I want to design my life? And teaching them how to get from point A to point Z, but also teaching them that their voice matters, even if they're not the loudest person in the room. But just teaching them, if you have something to say, then you should speak up in regards to whatever's going on. It is key to teach girls how to be independent, but we also want to teach them how to respect their fathers and also how to build a relationship with their fathers. But also, if they don't have that relationship, how can they move on by forgiving that person? And once you deal with the father figure, that is going to translate into other areas of their life as far as relationships. So if you mend that area as a girl, and then you start dealing with men in your life, you're not going to approach a man broken. You're going to approach a man being whole. And being whole is knowing what you want. So that's how we kind of work towards that goal.
Terrific. Is this program only open to young women of color?
No, it's actually, we attract girls of color. But I mean, we are open to all types of girls as long as they're between the ages of 10 through 18. Now, the funny part is we do have grown women who reach out to say, hey, I want to be a part of your organization. And I'm like, I'm sorry, ma'am, but this is 10 through 18. But no, it is not based on race. It is really, we attract that population. So we're 98% African-American and 2% Latina.
Okay. Well, you talked a little bit about your community outreach programs. Tell us about some of those things that you do.
Okay. So for our annual back to school event, that's actually going to be on Saturday, August 7th at the Windsor Recreation Center. That is our 13th annual event. And every year we give out over 700 backpacks to the community. It's an amazing event because people actually show up at 7 a.m. and the event does not start until 10 o'clock. Wow. So we've been doing it for a really long time, and we always ask people to donate school supplies. We have a drop-off location that people can find on our website, but we have remained consistent with that event. That was actually my first event that I've ever done. And then when it comes down to our ultimate Christmas adoption program, we actually support single mothers in our community. And what we do is we adopt their children, but we also provide the families with a holiday food box. And then just recently, we added in our senior citizens because they kept calling me out and telling me that I needed to provide Christmas for them. So we have been adopting senior citizens, and they get Christmas stockings and they receive a holiday food box. So those are our major community engagement pieces that really gives back, and it really makes you feel good. And it's really good to see when small businesses or when people just step up that you don't even know, who want to support what you've been doing for 12 years. So it's really good.
What is your hope that young girls will take away from the I Am a Queen program?
My hope is to honestly for people to love themselves. And I know that sounds so small, but there is so much power when you actually love yourself, because you are able to make better like better choices. You're able to understand your worth. Like when someone speaks to you or doesn't make you feel good, it's like when you really discover that love for yourself, you're not going to tolerate certain things, or you're not going to tolerate certain energies or certain crowds. So for me, it's like really simple. Like I wish I knew how to love myself as a young child. So for me to pour into a child who, you know, currently has the disability, or we have kids in our program who has autism, and teaching them how to wake up in the morning and say, I love myself. I am powerful. I am enough. So that's really the ultimate for me.
There is an upcoming conference on Saturday, July 17th. That's next Saturday. Tell us about the I Matter Teen Empowerment Summit.
So with the I Matter Teen Empowerment Summit, it is our annual conference. So every year we change the theme. So based on what happened in 2020 with George Floyd, a lot of our kids were really speaking out in regards to what was happening. A lot of kids wanted to be a part of protests, and they wanted to know how to protest, but they weren't sure because they had to get permission from their families. So with everything that transpired, it was like these conversations were happening within I'm a Queen, but we didn't really have like the proper tools, or we really didn't have the understanding, like the power of our voices. So with this year's conference, we're focusing on racial and social justice, but we're really looking at it from a perspective of the voice of a woman, really looking at it from the perspective of the movement, like how the civil rights movement has evolved, and how art plays a factor, and how dance has been incorporated. And then we have NCCJ. They're coming in and they're doing a leadership session on like stereotypes and how we can stop, you know, having prejudice or, you know, discriminating against other people. So the conference is really just to teach you to understand that everybody in your life matters, including you. No matter your race, your gender, what you decide, is really up to you to understand that you matter. So I'm hoping that the kids will be able to gain something from it and have more of an appreciation for what they can do in the future.
You have some strong women lined up as speakers and entertainment. Who are they?
So we have our keynote speaker. Her name is Christina Youngi, and she works within the public health field, and she really deals with like women of color and dealing with like the disparities when it comes down to poverty and like health, and how like sometimes like during childbirth, like you may not get the proper attention that you need. And then we have Nicole Keith. She's doing a breakout session for Peyton. And what she's done is she is actually the person who created the Black Lives Matter mural. So she was like out there like orchestrating it and leading that effort downtown Greensboro. Then we have Jay Donnell, who's coming from Rural Expression. So she is going to be doing a session on dancers, dreamers. And that is going to be more of like a storytelling piece to teach kids how to incorporate dance, but also in storytelling. And then we have Jennifer Martineau, and she's from NCCJ. So she's the board of director. She's one of their board members. And this is actually what she does. Like, she really teaches people about racial equality, and really teaching kids how to speak out. So they have designed a program that is going to teach girls about their voices and teaching them that they matter.
The focus of this conference is social and racial justice, as you mentioned. What does that mean to you?
It honestly means fairness. It really does. Like, if you really look at what's happening here, if you look at what's happening in other countries, and you see how people are just standing up for what they believe in, it's really, we all really want to be treated fairly. And yes, we know that things happened in the past, but it's really like, how can we move forward, and how can we all not criticize or put other people down, but how do we put in place the proper tools to teach people to understand what does fairness look like? So it doesn't matter based on your race or your gender. It's really like, you know, fairness for everybody.
How can people register and find out more information about the event?
So the simplest way is to go to imaqueen.org. The teen conference is front and center. You can register. It is free to sign up. We do ask people that they register in advance because we are providing lunch for the kids, but they'll get a lunchbox as they exit the conference. So we want to make sure that we accommodate people. I mean, we are doing a t-shirt that, and the proceeds will go back to the mentoring program, and the shirt says I matter.
And this is happening on Saturday, July 17th. What is the time and the location?
So the time is at 10 o'clock. It will end at 12:30 and is at the Power Play Center located at 2207 East Cone Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina.
And the age range is for young women from 10 to 18, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The I Am a Queen program has been serving the Greensboro and High Point area for over 10 years. Do you have a success story or two that you'd like to share with us?
Oh, my goodness. So one of our best success stories is Kaden Neal. And this little girl, she came into our program probably back in 2019. She dealt with social anxiety. She was sitting in the back of the classroom. And I literally pulled this child out of her shell. And she's a kid who is interested in STEM. Like, she literally is the person who builds applications. She is the one building websites. Like, that's Kaden. So she is like this mastermind. And then we found out that she was an entrepreneur. So what we did was we started working with her and helped, like, pushing her out and telling her that she was, you know, powerful, that she was enough. So what ended up happening, we had like this volunteer appreciation event and we had her to tell her testimony. And she got up there with full power, told everybody, like, she said, I'm a warrior and I'm a queen. And this little girl's life has changed so much to the point that in 2021, we were able to have her to lead us in a STEM camp for a whole week. So this is a person, social anxiety, can barely speak in front of people, and now she was leading a STEM camp this summer.
Fantastic.
And to me, that is something, you know, some people might say, oh, that's so small. I'm like, no, it's not small when you are literally a person who has like this, you have like, you're shy in front of people. And don't get me wrong, like, we still have work to do with her. But at the end of the day, she is a masterpiece in progress. So I love that story about her. I always share that story. We've been interviewed multiple times, but she's a really good success story when it comes down to I Am a Queen and what we do.
That's terrific. And that can just show people, you know, if you have a young girl and she seems like she's just kind of meek and shy and whatever, she might be hiding a whole lot of great stuff inside there. You just got to pull it out.
Very true. Very true.
Do you have some final words for our listeners about the I Am a Queen program and empowering our young girls?
I would definitely say if anyone ever wants to support, you want to volunteer, you want to become a mentor, please go to our website. Click on our programs and see how you can become a part of what we're doing. If you do have a young girl who wants to be a part, just know we have a year-round mentoring program called the Queen Arise Leadership Program. And what it does is it teaches girls how to become leaders. So we give them the proper tools. It's very interactive, even when we did it virtually. So we have 35 participants currently this year, and we will be... In the fall, we will be working on entrepreneurship and financial literacy for girls. So teaching them how to invest their money. So we're really excited about that for the fall.
That's really terrific because I will tell you, you know, you don't necessarily grow up knowing how to do those things. I still am very much an adult and have no idea how to handle stocks and investments and things
right, like
that. So getting it in their heads when they're young and helping them to understand it as they get started in the adult world is so important.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of times when you look at poverty, you have to really look at the head of household. And a lot of times in poverty, the woman is head of household, but she's not making enough money. So if you can teach girls at a young age how to start a business, how to invest their money, how to see their money grow, I think those are key pillars to teach people how to get out of poverty by breaking the poverty mindset. And also teaching them about college debt, because nobody wants to go to school and then you walk away with, I don't know, $50,000 in debt. So really teaching them early the power of scholarships and applying for financial aid.
Absolutely. And just because you just never know which directions your life is going to turn. And even if, you know, let's say you get married and you have a real stable relationship, but something could happen to your spouse and then you're there. That you see it happen to so many women. If their spouse passes away and then they don't know how to handle the finances and the money and things like that. And it's so important for everyone to know how to be financially independent.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Well, once again, the I Matter Teen Empowerment Summit for young women ages 10 to 18. It's taking place next Saturday, July 17th. And once again, let's tell people how they can get more information and about the I Am a Queen program in general.
The easiest part is to go to imaqueen.org, and our events are always going to be front and center, and just sign up your kids or inquire on how your kids can join our mentoring organization.
And you can also find out about the different community outreach programs, how you can donate to the back to school program and the Christmas adoption and all of those things, because you always need people to help with that, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Alana Allen, the founder of the I Am a Queen Mentoring Program, thank you so much for all the work that you put into our community and our young girls, and for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
And once again, that website is iamaqueen.org. I'm Charlie, and you're listening to Triad Today on 98.7 Simon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.